Dr. Pinsky dictating a case review on Christian Crespo, C-R-E-S-P-O. As per the records provided, Mr. Crespo was seen at City MD on 5-2022 period. He underwent x-rays of the left wrist and fingers. He was diagnosed with a strain of the wrist flexor tendon and was initiated on conservative care, including modified activities. Period. He followed up on 5/23/22, noting his wrist pain began 4 days ago at work when he was lifting an object. Period. It started to improve significantly, but he forgets he has the injury and will by accident lift something which will trigger the pain. Period. The splint he was using was making it feel worse. Period. He was referred for orthopedic consultation. Period. New paragraph. This began on 5/25/22 with Dr. Gehrman, G-E-H-R-M-A-N-N. Period. He noted x-rays of the hand and wrist from 5/20/22 were essentially normal with no significant osseous abnormalities. Period. He diagnosed left upper extremity ulnar nerve and deep flexor tendon irritation, which is starting to improve. Period. He began Mr. Crespo on Celebrex. Period. He was also referred for therapy. Period. Dr. Gehrman followed his care, his progress through 7/22/22. Period. At that juncture, he diagnosed resolved left wrist / ulnar nerve and flexor tendon injury with very mild residual symptoms that are getting better. But he also diagnosed left cervical spine issue for which he is scheduled to have an injection in the next several days. But from the standpoint of the wrist, he can do helm exercises of which he was already aware. But he was also cleared to return to work relative to the wrist at any point in time without restrictions. Period. Clinical exam found full range of motion of the left upper extremity. Peritonellas at the wrist over the ulnar nerve or the cubital tunnel were negative. There was no significant discomfort elicited with palpation. He had intact strength. Period. Findings and conclusions on 5/20/22. Christian Crespo was lifting a heavy object at work and experienced pain in his left wrist. Period. You have informed me he was lifting a platform to lash long bars aboard a vessel. Period. He was seen at City MD and diagnosed with a strain for which he was placed in a splint. Period. He also came into the orthopedic care of Dr. Gehrman, who had him participate in occupational therapy. Period. As of 7/22/22, he was doing quite well with respect to the wrist and was discharged of full duty. Period. Clinical exam was benign. Period. New paragraph. This case will be rated for the diagnosis of a left wrist sprain with no ongoing objective abnormalities. Period. There was zero grade modifiers for functional history, comma, physical exam, comma, and clinical studies. Period. End.